Life.
Spring, it's just now vanished. Wind whipping and a little chilly, and after all, it is January. Just a nice reminder that it's January. What's on your mind is the question we began at this hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Mark the Freedom Poet will be here. He'll host the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5, and this is the hour we check the news headlines. We let you know what's on my mind, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments to tell us what's on your mind at 855-200-1776. We'll check some sports today on the program as well. Mark has that for us a little later and update you on this weather as well. Guests on the program today include Holly Hoffman. She's a South Dakota rancher, mother of three. She was a finalist on the CBS reality show Survivor Nicaragua. And she's going to be speaking at the Farm Bureau's Farm and Ranch Conference in Minot coming up at the end of the month. It's actually starts the 31st of Friday and then goes the 1st and 2nd of February. And should be lots of fun. Only a South Dakota rancher and a mom, I bet of all the things she's done in life, the Survivor Nicaragua thing was like a piece of cake. But anyway, can't wait to find out more about that. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us on the program today, and good for her. I'm glad she's doing that. We've been asking for some time, and she's agreed to join us on the program today. And talk about a couple of things in the news. Obviously, the National Transportation Safety Board report is out of the Castleton train derailment. I believe there's a ball drop on the part of the federal government regarding tanker regulations. We had Ron Ness on the program yesterday from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and he said, you know, they just need to keep the train on the tracks. And I think that's even more so true for that stretch of rail by Castleton, because we're up to now, I believe this was the third derailment there. There's not been a lot of focus on that, but there should be. So anyway, we'll talk with her about that. She's also concerned about mail service in western North Dakota. We have plenty of listeners there that are concerned about it too, so we'll talk about that. She has a new bipartisan bill on human trafficking, and I just think a light needs to be shined on human trafficking in a big, big way, and applaud her for her efforts in this area. And I mean, who could be for human trafficking? Who possibly could be for going soft on human trafficking? And there's some nuances in the law, like, for instance, right now, if some, say, 17-year-old girl was recruited for this sex slave trade, and whoever was paying the 17-year-old for sex would be prosecuted in addition to the girl. And one of the things they're trying to make in the way of changes is to say, hey, the young girl's the victim here, right? She's being brought into this, and we need her information to be able to prosecute the people that are paying for this, because they're the real perpetrators here. So that's an example of one of the changes that they're talking about doing. So anyway, we'll chat with Senator Heitkamp about all of that today on the program. What are we going to talk about on the air? One, we'll talk about this NTSB report. It says 18 of 20 tank cars were punctured in the Castleton train crash. And so there's a lot of focus on the tank car strength, on the fact that 400,000 gallons of crude oil spilled, one of the biggest oil spills on the rails in the U.S. I think we ought to focus on solutions, and I'd be curious what are the solutions. One, keep the train on the track, right? Obviously, more infrastructure upgrades and improvements are necessary. To the extent we're going to be traveling with a lot of crude, out of the Bakken crude, I think, find other ways to get it to market. Pipelines would be a prime example, and to the extent there'll still always be some on rail, and that provides flexibility, strength in the rail cars. Anything else? What am I forgetting? I think we had to focus on solutions. A lot of the focus so far has been blaming oil. Well, actually, the oil train was the victim here. You know, it was the train with grain and soybeans that was westbound that
maybe
derailed.
We should ban food.
Should we, Mark? And then we wouldn't have to put any on our train, maybe?
That's right. Ban food, because of naughty corn or soy oil, whatever it was.
You know,
but I think you really hit the nail on the head, though, because there seems to be certain areas like the Castleton area where you have a higher incidence of derailments over the last 10 years, and focusing on that would solve an enormous percentage of the problems, is tighten up the beds. And obviously there's some weaknesses in the grades and infrastructure of those particular tracks in certain areas where you have more than one derailment. You should really just ramp up the effort there for one thing.
Yeah, I'm looking here. I know I've seen this about the amount of incidents that have happened in that particular area. I don't see it in today's forum story. I have it in front of me here. Trying to find that out. But 13 cars from a westbound soybean train derailed. One of the derailed cars ended up on the adjacent track. An oncoming train hauling crude oil struck the derailed train, causing the two lead locomotives of the oil train and its first 21 cars to derail. In addition to the 20 oil-carrying tank cars, a train car carrying sand also derailed. In all, the soybean train had 112 cars, and the oil train had 106 cars. The NTSB says the soybean train was traveling about 28 miles an hour when the crew applied emergency brakes. The oil train was going about 43 miles an hour when the crew applied emergency brakes. Its estimated speed at the time of the crash, only 1 mile per hour slower. The speed limit for trains on that stretch of track is 60 miles an hour. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, these trains need to slow down. Well, it was going slower than the speed limit. So I don't think speed was the problem here. It says the preliminary report. In the wreckage, by the way, investigators found a broken axle and two wheels that were shipped to the NTSB laboratory in D.C. to determine if they played a role in the crash. The preliminary report did not offer an explanation of what caused the soybean train to derail. The final report, which may give more insight, is expected to be released in 12 to 18 months. Nothing about that particular
area. It was four derailments near Castleton in 9 years.
Where'd you find that?
I think Chris sent it to us. Somebody in the studio just chatted.
So I know I'd seen that somewhere. Maybe I should be on chat where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not yet, but I'll get there. Okay. But, you know, that 4 in 9 years, we've got a problem to try to stretch a track. Fix the track, keep the train on the track. That's number one, right? Right, Mark?
If you think after the second derailment, red lights would go off, they'd get really, really aggressive about you know, double protection, solidifying the foundation of that stretch of tracks.
Now, that all having been said, this is rare. The number, as I recall from a Wall Street Journal piece, is 99.007% of the commodities traveling by train get where they're going without incident. Okay, so we're talking about the 0.0003 here. Context is important in that regard, in my view. Let's not forget that. So that's an important piece to remember as well. Anyway, we'll talk about that, and Senator Heitkamp will be there. But I would really like to focus on solutions. If you have a better solution, I mean, to me, the solutions are keep the train on the track, strengthen the tank cars, more pipelines. I don't think this is complicated. And deal with the problem specifically at that particular area. The danger, and Senator Heitkamp mentioned this to me when I ran into her down in Frisco, Texas, and started the effort to schedule this interview with her today. She said, here's the real danger. Every town that has a fair amount of Bakken crude coming from could pass local ordinances to slow these trains down to, like, you know, 5-6 miles an hour. That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good at all. A couple other things in the headlines that we will tackle today in the program. We now know the cost of Obamacare in North Dakota. 35,000 folks have lost insurance. 3,000 got insurance. So federally, we know 2 million got it, but 5 million lost it. So that's a net minus 3 million. And nationally, we're doing, you know, in the state, we're actually, obviously the numbers, the sheer numbers are lower, but still the percentages are not good. Not good at all. 35,000 losing insurance, only 3,000 get it. Maybe there's a reason that North Dakota had the highest percentage of folks who did not like Obamacare.
Well, North Dakota's number one in freedom, you know. The headline from USA Today, health insurance enrollees up, but most are over 45, which means actuarially this whole thing is based on kids who don't need it putting in the premiums, and that is not happening. In fact, only 13% of young people even want to do it.
North Dakota is seeing a drop in abortions. That's good news. The Fargo Clinic director says, well, that doesn't mean there were less abortions. They might have just gone to other clinics. Now, why she'd say that, I have no idea. I certainly don't think it's the people praying in front of the abortion clinic for not only those women who are considering an abortion, but those that walk in and their babies. That shouldn't cause them to go elsewhere. I don't know where her statistic comes, but I think this is an example of prayer working. If abortions are down, I think, that's like saying slavery's down, right? That's like saying less people were put into extermination chambers in the Holocaust and World War II. Anybody think that's a bad thing? I think that's a good thing. And sickens me when you have the director going, oh, well, they maybe went somewhere else. A Freedom Club update when we come back. We'll return to some more headlines at the bottom of the hour, and I'll expand on my monologue here. Not only on the solutions for the rail car situation, but also a topic we'll tackle later on the program about kids in restaurants. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip for a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
With Mark, the Freedom Poet, who hosts the Common Sense Club every weekday afternoon right after Rush Limbaugh on this very radio station. I'm Scott Hennen. I'll be part of the What's on Your Mind crew and taking your phone calls for the next 3 hours at 855-200-1776. What's your solution on preventing trains from derailing? My top three: keep the train on the track. and focus in problem areas like Castleton, which obviously is a problem area. Four derailments in the past 9 years. Two, more pipelines, more resources to get oil to market safer. And third, I would say do what you can with strengthening rail cars and make sure that in the 0.003% of the time when these things derail, you would have not the situation where nearly all of the cars were punctured and exploded as they did in this particular case. All right? Those are my solutions. What's yours? We'll put that up on Facebook here momentarily, and you can weigh in also by calling us at 855-200-1776. More on the headlines and my take on the news headlines here at the bottom of the hour. I wanted to spend a couple of minutes, though, getting you to circle the calendar for the next Freedom Club meeting. Our last one was in Tioga. It was wonderful, fabulous, great time. And we're back on the eastern end of the state in Fargo on Monday night, 2 weeks from last night. So a week from Monday, mark your calendars. And make sure you join us at the Pizza Ranch. And then also the first Monday in February, we'll be at the Pizza Ranch in Grand Forks. So those are two for your calendars, whether you're Northern or Southern Valley, for the Freedom Club. Folks that are not familiar with the Freedom Club, let's start there, Mark, and then we'll talk about some special things we have planned for the Fargo Freedom Club event with a neighbor, which is going to be a lot of fun. But just talk about what happens at these meetings, why people should join, and your vision in this effort that you do so admirably with the Freedom Club.
Well, the thing about the Freedom Club is it's an umbrella for people that care about faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. And the assaults on traditional faith, you know, traditional Judeo-Christian faith, that the attacks on the family, the whole problem of all aspects of freedom, Second Amendment rights, and the champions of freedom, like the veterans, we really focus on that. We're concerned about the loss of benefits, and then free enterprise, you know, how the government should be a partner to free enterprise, and rather than bollocks things up and overregulate and overtax. So literally what it is trying to reestablish the perspective of our founding fathers in limited government that's truly serves the people rather than oppresses them. And so what we've been doing is getting together, and people everybody has been welcome to express their feelings, and really in the first several meetings an awful lot of frustration was brought forth on a lot of issues that are, you know, common to us. And but now we're more and more thinking solutions. This is a big, huge election year. February 4th is caucus. Every Minnesotan can go to precinct caucuses and make a difference. We're going to talk about how they can do that, how they can actually impact platform and choose candidates. Then in North Dakota, February is also a huge month as the politics starts at the conventions in the congressional districts. And so they will be happening in February. So these meetings on the 27th and on the 3rd want to really focus on specifically how can somebody maximize their influence. Only one in 200 people even go to caucuses, for example, and they choose all the candidates and all the issues. So we want people like us who believe in freedom with responsibility to contend mightily for influence in America.
Here's the line I use, and this is what I most value about interacting with folks that come to the Freedom Club meetings. There is a very silent majority out there, and that silence has been dangerous in eroding our freedoms and ultimately the strength of the republic. And, you know, when you see, for instance, Tea Party folks being maligned as racist and bigots and, you know, just, you know, some sort of crazy, you know, tinfoil wearing hat folks, this is a concentrated effort to try and keep you at home and keep you silent. And unfortunately, it works. So these aren't tea parties. These are Freedom Club events that are focused on solutions, number one, and number two, getting folks out of the shadows, out of the bushes, out of the homes, out of their businesses, to stand up. I mean, we've seen the assault on religious liberty. We've seen the assault on our healthcare system. We've seen the assault on the economy. We see the effort to end fossil fuel development and shut down, you know, energy production, be it coal, be it oil. And we know the consequences of that. So this effort is really to say, hey, there's strength in numbers. There's more of us than there is of them, and it is really important that we let our voices be heard. So it's so fun to be able to be with folks. And I also just the empowerment you feel From knowing there's other people that feel like you and then hearing solutions really helps you vent. It's a release. And you've talked about that a lot, Mark. I mean, this is healthy, right? This is a healthy thing rather than stewing about everything that's going on. It's much more productive way to, you know, channel your frustration, isn't it?
When you have somebody that says amen, you know, when you have 50 people or 60 people standing together or 100 people, and you can really, when you cry freedom together, it makes the rafters ring. More to the point, you can take over caucuses, and you can make a profound influence on who becomes the delegates to the state conventions on both sides of the river in any state. And there's some things that are common. You know, we have the common constitution, and really what it goes back to is threats on our traditional faith and our traditional government. And when we stand together and say, you're not going to take away my freedom of speech, we're going to proclaim it, and we're going to defend our traditional one man, one woman family, and we're going to do it and try to affect public policy to do it. And when we go together and then we choose delegates, you know, if you show up at a caucus with 10 friends, you can just about take over some of these caucuses and pick who goes on to the next level. And ultimately, you choose governors, you choose congressional candidates and state legislators and make a profound difference. There is strength in numbers, and these little elections oftentimes are decided by one or two votes. So power goes to who shows up. So teaching people how it works, how the process works specifically, and we're going to break into the North Dakota side and the Minnesota side, specifically what people should be doing in February. And then as we move towards this incredibly important election cycle on the 4th of November, 2014.
And we have a little extra incentive for you and some fun as well. Whether you're coming to the Freedom Club event or not, you're going to like this. On Monday night, the 27th, from 4 until 6, there's a new business called the Golf Addiction. It's a virtual golf center, and it is just open. It is an absolutely fabulous facility. You can golf year-round. They have 6 of these awesome PGA golf tour simulators. One's on this giant 3-screen sim surround, and you really got to see it to understand it. But it's a full training simulator, full swing analysis, video recording for swing view. And, I mean, you can play Pebble Beach. You can play the TPC Sawgrass. You can play St. Andrews all in the same day. 50 courses, including all kinds of famous ones. And what we're going to do is for 2 hours allow Freedom Club members to come in and try it free. Just, you know, maybe a little long drive contest. You know, the pros will be there. It's right next to the Pizza Ranch in that development, which is right behind Applebee's there off of 45th Street and I-94. If you take the I-94 45th Street exit, you just come a little bit to the south, and you'll see Pizza Ranch there, and you'll see the Golf Addiction. So we'll be there from 4 until 6. And then we'll head over to the Pizza Ranch. We'll have a little dinner. The Freedom Club event will start at 7 o'clock. Really hope you can come. Mark and I will both be at the Golf Addiction location and having some fun. It's a good way to pass winter. And then, of course, the following Monday in Grand Forks. So circle your calendar on those. Back to the news headlines next. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Pinkglory.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
I'm Scott Hannon. Mark Skogerbo is here. I'm the host of the What's on Your Mind program that goes till 11 this morning. We'll be joined by KFIRE 550 in Bismarck and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, in addition to the stations you're listening to right now, which include our KTGO Boom and Bakken signal. I want to thank, by the way, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota, one of our sponsors. Not far from another of our sponsors, Stanley Equipment. If you're looking for some new red iron for the upcoming growing season, I'd get in there and see Ryan and Roger Gelstead and the crew at Stanley Equipment, longtime sponsors of ours. We appreciate them very much. If I owned a farm, I would buy red iron for no other reason than the fact that the folks at Stanley Equipment are marvelous people. Right there. I mean, of course, Case IH is built in Fargo, so there's a lot of reasons, but Farmall. I wonder what my grandpa used. I don't even know. I should remember that. I should know. I mean, I have some great memories of being out on the farm with my grandpa, but I, you know, now it's sort of like red iron, green iron, yellow iron. Every now and then some blue iron. That's a big deal, you know what I'm saying? And back then I didn't remember it being that that competitive. Maybe
it's
it was.
It's almost a religion, man.
It is. I'll have to call my uncle.
I heard of a pastor that lost his job because he made too many comments about red iron, and it was a completely John Deere neighborhood.
Is that right?
It actually began to sour the relationship. He apparently went on and on about how much he loved red iron, and it just didn't work because it's such a part of identity. You know, I mean, think about how many hours they spend in church, maybe one, and they spend 50 hours on their John Deere stuff, you know.
Well, we talk
some
about
of them. It's kind of like a religion,
you know. And in all seriousness, I am, full disclosure, I am partial to the people that part with their hard-earned dollars to keep these programs going and these radio stations going. And you know, that's part of your big dream for the Freedom Club, Mark, is connecting folks to use their spending power to you know, share it with like-minded businesses, right? And so we. We know there's a lot of God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping folks out there that appreciate what we put on the radio, and we can't do it without sponsors like Stanley Equipment that sell, you know, sell Case IH machinery. So we're partial to it, and we hope you are too, and we're not afraid to tell you that. So, question of the day, with the NTSB report out on the BNSF Castleton train derailment, the focus now move to solutions. Okay, we have an idea what happened. The focus can now go to solutions to prevent train derailments. What's your solution? You're boss man for the day. You're Warren Buffett for a day. You own BNSF. What do you do? Here's my top three. Keep the train on the track. I'd call a meeting and say, hey, keep the train on the track. Castleton, 9 years, 4 derailments. Something's amiss. Get to the bottom of it. Find other problem areas. Upgrade the infrastructure. 2, build more pipelines. More pipelines that carry oil, less tanker cars with oils on trains. Now, there's some flexibility to having it on a train. Because if there's a glut at a particular market where there's a pipeline, I mean, Cushing was a good example. There was a Bakken discount for a lot of years because a lot of our North Dakota sweet crude had to go to one place and it cost more to get it there, and then there'd be a glut when it got there, and that was a detriment. Not the case anymore. So that's partly because of flexibility. Look at Delta. Delta said, hey, you tell you what, we're going to build our own refinery. We're going to send Bakken crude through contract and rail to our refinery out east so we can fly our planes. That's flexibility, and trains give you that. So it's always going to be a piece of the puzzle. But the Keystone XL pipeline being held up is a prime example of just total stupidity. And the third is to get under the hood of why the feds have bungled the bureaucracy of these long-awaited new regulations for stronger tank cars. You know, because you need to get that in the pipeline, so to speak. Because they could say tomorrow, here's the regs on stronger tank cars. It's going to take a while before they're on the tracks. But the rail industry's agreed to these new standards. The feds have dropped the ball. They're slow walking it. Why? There's my top three. What are yours? Let us know. North Dakota's 125 years old this year. Do you know that?
Isn't that terrific?
It is. And so the year-long celebration starts now. In fact, today at the State Capitol Memorial Hall, they're having a big party at 11:30. Refreshments are being served. I wonder what that means. You think there's pie?
Of course there is.
I'm going to go there in hopes that there's pie.
And you've never met a pie you didn't like.
Exactly right. Plus, we'll have the new 125th logo. Do you have a favorite North Dakota memory in your 125 years? I remember my first trip to North Dakota. I thought it was the end of the earth. I was a Minnesota boy. Spent a little time in South Dakota, a little time in Iowa, but basically a Minnesota boy. And my dad took a job in Grand Forks, and so it was like, okay, we're going to Grand Forks. And
mine is also Grand Forks. I remember as a young guy came along with my folks shopping. My brother and I went to a bowling alley in downtown Grand Forks, and it was just absolutely a treat. We didn't have any bowling alley up in Carlstead, you know, so coming here and my brother and I having that freedom and going bowling was really, really fun. And then next time I actually, later on, I was probably 13, 14 years old, I was on a hay bale team in Drayton, and I had sunstroke. It was heavy green alfalfa bales and almost 100-degree day, and I had my first dose of sunstroke in Drayton, North Dakota, or outside of it, you know. Those are my two first North Dakota memories.
Very interesting. All right, a couple of things in the news we can chat about here. North Dakota, grab the copy of the form here, has the, or I guess specifically not North Dakota, but the Fargo-Moorhead area, drinking rates are among the highest in the nation. Okay? Now, I don't know. These stories kind of tend to be a little bit of hysterical. I don't know. You know, I'd like to get under the hood of these just a little bit more to better understand this. But is that because we have too many... I shouldn't say too many. Is that the concentration of our colleges? I mean, you have NDSU, you have Concordia College, you have Morehead State University. Is it Tri-College? Is that what it is?
Well, that helps.
But I don't know if you're in college. Are you inclined to binge drink? I guess I'd like to know. Midland, Texas, Columbus, Nebraska, Fargo, Morehead are the top three. Missoula, Montana, and Fort Collins. Are those big higher ed epicenters too? No. What is the reason behind this? I don't know. I'd like to know more. It's also a nice story today in the paper. Pat Springer wrote it on page A3. And the headline is Fargo anti-abortion activist Larson dies. It's a typical newspaper headline, which I loathe because Daryl Larson was a pro-life leader. yes, he was anti-abortion, but he was much more pro-life than he was anti-abortion in many ways. Prime example, the Perry Center, in what he did there, in saying, you know what, it's not enough to be pro-life, let's provide resources for young mothers. And his son Joe is quoted in the story, talk about Pat Larson. These are just marvelous people. Marvelous people. He died way too young, 71, on Wednesday. And his funeral is today. I so wish I was in Fargo to be able to attend it. Maria did attend the prayer service last night, but we love the Larsons. They're just marvelous people and do so much good work in so many areas. The Perry Center, one example, the Family Life Thrift Store and Family Life Credit Services, and just good, good folks. So we pray for the family, and certainly the repose of the soul of Daryl Larson. What a good, good, good man, who I know is getting lots of favorable comments at the Pearly Gates of well done, good and faithful servant. But that's a story there that I hope you check out as well and find out more. And I'm glad the forum gave some extra attention to a good, good man, even if I don't like the headline. Pretty darn good. One other topic I want to tackle today on the program. Mark, you and I have gone to a few movies before, and I remember one movie. My favorite movie memory with Mark was Lincoln. It was a stormy, blizzardy night. I really wanted to see Lincoln, the movie. Mark had already seen it, but he said, I'll go again, and it was you and I and like one other person in the whole theater. Remember that?
At the 10th of February, President's Day, and I was supposed to be speaking in Grand Forks, but the weather was too inclement. I had to go up there the next night.
Exactly right. So anyway, we go to the movie, and I didn't happen to notice, you know, that other couple. They were way up away from us. But I do notice when I go to movies sometimes that there is a lot of people on their phones, and you notice it because they're light, right? The movie's dark, the movie's on, and then they're done. Well, evidently, a fella went to a theater in Miami. And the movie Lone Survivor was on, and he shot somebody. Now, was it the sheriff that did this? Oh, the sheriff was telling us that texting is what led to the shooting death in Miami. That's what it is. So, you know, I can see getting upset. I'm not big on it myself, although I will admit doing it, like if you get a text from the babysitter or whatever, you're keeping an eye on it, but I don't sit in the movie and text. I don't get why you do that. Why go to the movie? But it happens. It's kids today. But obviously, someone's gone a little off the rails here, no pun intended, by shooting someone for texting.
Well, I don't think it's a capital crime.
What do you mean?
Somebody should be shot for texting.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I don't
you.
Think it should be a capital offense.
For a moment there, I thought you were speaking of the other story that we're going to talk a little bit about next hour. A crying 8-month-old at a Chicago fine dining hot spot prompted some to wonder if a ban on kids is needed. Now, I think this is a little cruel. First of all, I think the norm should not be crying 8-year-olds at fine dining spots, right? And I think the vast majority of folks that do this, I also think this about kids in movie theaters, to tell you the truth. I think it sometimes can be selfish parents where I want to go to a movie, I want to go out to eat, and I know I shouldn't probably be bringing an 8-month-old along or I should be getting a babysitter, but I don't do it. So this should be rare. However, when it happens, I think we got to have a little bit of empathy, right? We got to have, rather than saying, let's have a ban, we probably all have a story of a meal being wrecked by somebody nearby that has an unruly child or an incident. But walk a mile in their shoes. I mean, the vast majority of people, I should say, are not looking to disrupt your fine dining experience. They're having a difficult situation go bad. So I'm a little empathetic. Should I be, or should we throw the book at them? That's the question.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Straight Catch Strut for you on the What's On Your Mind program. Todd Mitchell will saddle up next to the microphone, and we'll tackle a couple of topics in the news, including the BNSF situation on the serious side. And on the not-so-serious side, should kids be banned from fine dining establishments? I kind of see that as the death of empathy, to tell you the truth. I really do. You know, it seems a little hoity-toity, Mark. I want to go join, you know, have sip my fine wine and enjoy my dinner, and I don't want to hear some child bellering. You know? Come on. Now, on the other hand, I would say, if you're out there with the kids, you're being a little bit selfish. It ought to be rare, but the rare occasions it happens, come on.
walk a mile in their shoes. Am I going soft, or what's your take on this before we check some sports and weather here? Mr. Mark? Mark doesn't like me anymore.
Here I am. No,
yeah,
I'm here.
Here he is.
I do like you greatly, sir.
Do you? Yeah. Anyway, my take on the kids crying at fine dining establishments is let's really focus on something that matters. I mean, this is really a little bizarre, and we ought to have a little more empathy. Or maybe it's just plain common sense that kids shouldn't be in fine dining establishments, which I think it is. You know, that would be the norm. But the rare occasions it happens, have a little empathy. Am I wrong?
I know most parents don't plan on their kids throwing a fit in a public place, and it's mortifying. If you will notice, a lot of times the fathers or the mothers just are turning kind of pink, and it's not something you count on. You really think, and you debate that, or you think our kid is going to, you know, let's make sure they're fed and they're happy and they're not going to have a fit, and then they surprise you, you know, as kids are wont to do.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to talk about the weather, which is somewhat unpleasant compared to what it's been. But before I do that, give me what I need to know about the sports. How's the Wild and T-Wolves doing, your favorite two
teams?
Well,
they had the day off. The Wild have been playing great. They're playing tonight, T-Wolves tomorrow. And, of course, the drama as Brady and Peyton Manning are getting ready to face each other is probably the dominant sports story. And, you know, the Brady is 1-2 out of 3 against Manning, but Manning is the comeback story of the year, and they haven't really met in a playoff since 06. Since that time, Peyton's younger brother, Eli, has won 2 Super Bowls. So it's a very poignant time as these two superstars, between them, they own like two-thirds of the major records of all time, you know, between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So Sunday's game and the AFC Championship to see who goes to the Super Bowl is just a dynamite public relations event.
It'll be fun, and hopefully it'll be a little bit better football than last weekend. I was kind of bored last weekend.
But I was impressed with Peyton Manning completing passes when he had to, absolutely had to. He had an interception bounced off somebody's hands and, you know, a 107-yard run back called back. And really overcame a couple of turnovers and did what he had to do. It was a workmanlike professional, as he set the all-time record for touchdowns in a season, including playoffs, with 57 touchdown passes. Peyton Manning eclipsed all previous quarterbacks in the history of football. So it was a pretty amazing event there.
Anything else on sports before I check the weather here?
No, except the controversy about the possibility of, you know, Winters going out to visit Wyoming, apparently had a verbal with the Bison, and so there's a dust up about who has the right to go out to Wyoming and follow the coach, and that's something that's kind of iffy.
And evidently, the timing of this is the trip's not going to violate this agreement they've done between NDSU and Bull, because the plan was made before he verbally said, I'll play for the Bison. So there's some timing issues there that are interesting.
But it is sour grapes, you know.
Here's what we're looking at weather-wise today. Snow before 9 in Fargo and the region. Patchy blowing snow. Slight chance of snow between 9 and noon. And then patchy blowing snow afternoon. Cloudy. Temps will fall to around 11 by 5. Blustery with a wind north-northwest 16 to 23. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour, 30% chance of precip, and we're talking about a half an inch of total accumulation, but the wind is going to be the big factor. Tonight, partly cloudy, 13 below, wind chill values down to 25 below, winds northwest 11 to 16, gusts as high as 21. It'll be whipping around. Snow likely tomorrow, some freezing rain, sleet before 3, chance of freezing rain and sleet between 3 and 5, chance of freezing rain after 5, cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, high near 29, breezy with a south wind, chance of precip 60%. Not much accumulation, but new snow and sleet less than a half an inch.
Dangerous.
Wednesday then, yeah, it is, exactly. So then Wednesday night, some more freezing rain, and we'll have a rough couple of days here. Out in the oil patch, here's what we're looking at. Again, some patchy blowing snow this morning, sunny with a high near 18 this afternoon, but the northwest wind's whipping around, high as 30 miles an hour. Chance of snow after midnight tonight, cloudy. Temps are going to rise to about 22 by early morning tomorrow, but the wind again up to 22 miles an hour out of the northwest tomorrow. Sunny, high near 38 degrees. The wind will be whipping around, but that temp is going to be unbelievably nice tomorrow. So this weather is just flat out weird, isn't it?
It sure is.
Figure it all out. Anyway, right now a little trip around the region and what we're looking at weather-wise. Grand Forks, I think, they got the most snow, about 3 inches, by the way. 10 degrees, still some snow up in Grand Forks now. Tioga, sunshine at 10 degrees. Minot, mostly sunny in 10. And looks like, what have I forgotten? Fargo. Fargo's temp right now is sitting at 14 degrees, some snow showers. And again, tomorrow will be nice in Fargo, too, 30 degrees. But the snow and the sleet will make things a little rough. Temps, as we get into the week, you know, 19 Thursday, 14 Friday, Saturday 19 and 30. But the wind and some freezing rain be the big issues. We'll keep you posted right here. What's on your mind and your phone calls? Tell me, 855-200-1776. Straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.